This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here as we kick off another live Sunday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Melanie.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. Coming up, Richie Rich, you're going to talk to us about traffic jams.
Problem solved.
Everybody hates. Well, apparently mathematicians are trying to solve this problem or believe they can.
The article says solved. They've solved it.
But the city planners are standing in the way.
Basically.
So we'll get into that and what exactly they have proposed to solve this issue that, well, basically troubles everyone who's ever driven anywhere for the most part. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But first, to a disturbing police state Orwellian story out of London where they are bringing out the facial recognition cameras, according to various different news reports over the weekend here. This one coming from TheVerge.com that they will be deployed across London with the city's Metropolitan Police announcing recently that the technology has moved past the trial stage and is ready to be permanently integrated into everyday policing.
So they're finally going to stop all the knife crimes since they took away all the guns?
I doubt that.
Oh.
No. But, for years they've had these CCTV cameras up in London. I mean, it must have been more than a decade now since we first reported on the news about CCTV. And surprise, well, that was step number one, and now here's the next one, where not only are they going to have you on camera at all times, but they're going to use computer facial recognition technology to know specifically who you are on the camera, unless you use some of these creative masks and such that folks have been coming up with to kind of
obscure.
Yeah. You can still kind of see the person's face, right, in some of them, but it does tricks that the cameras don't like, that the cameras can't deal with, essentially, to make it much more difficult for their face to be recognized.
There was I don't know if you guys covered it on the show. There was like one of the more recent hacker conventions where they designed a T-shirt that had faces on it that fooled
the
facial recognition cameras.
So wait, you wouldn't have to put anything on your face itself?
No.
Just having so many faces just
some
tricks
sort
it
of
out?
Shirt tricked it out, yeah.
Wow.
So the hackers are already working on this.
I love those guys.
I've had that happen with cameras where it just thought something else was a face.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't know how yours works with the little square that...
Yeah, it shows you what it thinks are faces,
yeah,
right?
And yeah. I've had it, if you're wearing something with a picture of a face, it'll pick up that, and sometimes it thinks mm-hmm. other ovals are faces, so.
Right, so if there's maybe it's just too much data, it can't process all of those faces at the same time or something.
Which I always thought was a problem with London's CCTV cameras anyway, right? They're so ubiquitous, they're so everywhere that there's no way.
They
can't be monitored. Right. And even if it was like computer monitored and they were like saving all the data, there's no way to process all that data with any efficiency should something go wrong.
Well, yeah. I mean, real-time monitoring, it's not going to be possible. They just don't have the bureaucracy for that. They don't have the staffing for it. It would be incredibly counterproductive to try to staff people to watch all those monitors. But I guess the idea is that having the cameras supposed to dissuade people from committing crimes, even though studies have shown since then that just having a plain old street light is more effective than having cameras around.
Yeah.
So, it's not going to stop them from moving, rolling forward with the police state, and the cameras will be placed in locations that are popular with shoppers and tourists, according to The Verge, like Stratford's Westfield Shopping Center and the West End, according to BBC News. Each camera will scan for faces contained in bespoke watch lists, which the Met says will predominantly contain individuals, quote, wanted for serious and violent offenses, unquote. When the camera flags an individual, police officers will approach and ask them to verify their identity. If they're on the watch list, they'll be arrested.
And so papers, please. They can stop anyone who gets triggered.
Right.
On the camera.
Yep. And remember, and now I don't know what system they're using here and how the testing has gone for it, but in previous iterations over the last couple of decades, and obviously the technology is better now than it's ever been, but it has been pretty dismal at actually recognizing people and frequently, you know, identifying someone as not the person who it thinks it is. So that means that a lot of people are going to get hassled on the streets because they look kind of like the guy or the computer thinks they look like the guy
legally
or
hassled
looking for. That's right.
Yeah.
When the camera flags them. So again, the system, which simply gives the police officers a prompt suggesting, hey, that person over there may be the person you're looking for, said the Metropolitan Police in a press release. Operational use of the cameras will only last for 5 or 6 hours at a time, said BBC News. I'm not sure why that would be.
So do your crimes outside of those 5 or 6 hours.
But the Met makes clear the use of this technology is to be the new normal in London. So I'm not sure why they're saying it would only operate for 5 to 6 hours at a time. Does it need to take a rest?
I don't know. Maybe it's just the busy times in downtown London. Right.
It just doesn't make any sense, though. It's a computer. You can run the thing 24 hours a day. It doesn't care. It doesn't need a break. You know, it's not going to get winded from, I mean, I guess if it has bad cooling, it could overheat or something like that. But
even if you need to do maintenance every day, like that's an hour or two, not 20 hours.
Yeah, it's very strange. I mean, I will say this. Sometimes they release products to consumers that are not ready for prime time.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, we tried this 360 cam. You ever seen one of these things?
Yeah.
We just, as like a gimmick, right? Like, oh, okay, we're going to do a 360 broadcast online. Woo. Hey, come in, tune in, and watch this. I still have the camera somewhere. I don't even know where it is, but it was so unimpressive. And You know, I wasn't expecting it to be, like, amazing at the current stage that the technology was.
Yeah.
But the real problem with it was the thing did overheat. And it was in the instruction book that you could not use this thing for more than X number of, 90 minutes or something like that. Because it would fail.
Wow.
So, like, it literally wasn't ready for any real serious broadcasting. It was designed to be used for, like, a 10-minute thing where you, like, do whatever thing you're doing in 360, and then you're done. It wasn't designed for a three-hour-long broadcast.
I mean, that's not that long a time.
No.
I've recorded for longer than 90 minutes, and if you're producing a, movie or something like that.
Well, if you're producing a movie, you're probably stopping in between takes, but still, it wasn't designed to go more than a couple hours.
Consider the attention span of millennials, though.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Like, TikTok video is about as much as you can get.
It's 15 seconds.
15 seconds. So if your camera lasts for 10 minutes, you're golden.
That's enough.
Just do your video, put it away,
but
move along.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it wasn't marketed as a broadcast product, and I was just shocked because I've never had that happen before where a product that you could buy in the marketplace, is just it overheats.
I mean, but what's a recreational, a non-commercial use of a 360 camera? Just like,
you jump out of an airplane or something, or do whatever.
Anything a GoPro does,
play some kind of sports or whatever people want to experience in 360.
That seems not worth buying a whole extra camera for.
Well, you are not the target market apparently for this thing, and neither am I. Honestly, it's like it's kind of a neat gimmick, but it really wasn't that it wasn't that great. And maybe someday it will be.
And they probably have higher grade professional ones.
Oh, right? I'm sure they do.
Because, some of the rides at Universal Studios or Disneyland, it's like the half dome, right? It's like all encompassing your field of view.
Right.
Not 360, but 180.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to have the whole, they probably use 360 cameras to get the whole field of view, and then they wrap it in post.
So, you want to comment? You're welcome to join us here. The toll free number is 855-453. Robert is in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to let you know that 20 years ago, I lived for a short time in a dormitory where I studied law in Dresden, Germany, and there were guys there who were studying computer technology, and they told me that you could also use the shape of the body and particularly the way it moves. That those two in combination with each other.
The gait.
I'm sorry.
They call it. That's the term is the gait. One person's gait.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. What you said.
The word is gait. When you're talking about the way a person moves, that's their gait, G-A-I-T. Gate.
Gate. I understand. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I mean. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just trying to give you a word for it, that's all.
Okay, thank you.
Hold that thought, Robert. I know you got more to say here, so stand by. We'll bring you back. Robert is in Charleston. You can join us just like that. It's so easy. You just call in toll-free, 855-450, free like freedom. But if you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, all you got to do is call in on our Discord call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm and join one of the top four rooms in there. We'll get you on the air with us on the live Sunday edition. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You want more businesses accepting Bitcoin, Cash, and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase made at those businesses. Because finally, AnyPay is the first, in my opinion, they're the first company, because I've been looking around for this for a long time, to offer an actual incentive to people to get new businesses on board with accepting cryptocurrency. So you make it happen, and you receive the rewards. Go download the AnyPay Cash Register app for iOS or Android devices, and get your own account set up. Set your own cryptocurrency wallet addresses so you can get payouts. Then you go and install the AnyPay Cash Register app at a real-life business and tell them you did it over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about facial recognition software. It is going into effect in London, and we've got more to tell you about that. It's creepy, and guess what? Don't think it's just going to stay in London. This is likely going to come to a city near you if governments get their way, and they tend to do that. Let's go to Robert in Charleston. You're back on Free Talk Live. Robert, you were talking about how they've been discussing this for decades.
Yes, exactly. And the other thing is you just mentioned the English. Actually, the Germans, in combination with the English, developed the newest system for facial recognition. That was a couple of years ago. And that's how they discovered who the troublemakers were in Cologne. Remember, the Syrians came and several hundred of them caused a big problem in Weihnachtsmarkt in Cologne, Germany, and Cologne. And anyhow, they caught every last one of them because the English had the technology for the faces, and the Germans had the technology, the high definition, and they had those pictures. So they put the two together, and they were able to grab them that way.
But so you're in favor of this surveillance state?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the only way, because you could have criminality going on left and right. They have, in some cities in America now, several cities, they have three airplanes flying around. How are you ever going to figure out who's murdering somebody under a bush or a tree? God only knows what. There's no.
Well, are you going to put a camera under every bush and under every tree?
No, I mean, I'm sorry. People could be murdered under every bush and every tree, and you'd never.
Right, but if there's not a camera there, then that's not going to help.
Yeah, I mean, are you for real? Are you really think that there should be cameras under literally every bush and tree in every park from every angle?
If it saves just one life.
I'll tell you how they handle this in Germany if you want to listen. They put a camera on top of the Hotel Merkurneva Dresden to watch the Prager Strasse, which is the most visited street in Dresden. And they missed somebody breaking into a store. I happened to be on Prager Strasse at the time somebody broke into a store. He just smashed right through the window, went to the cash register, grabbed the cash and left, and he couldn't figure out who it was. But you know something? The Germans hate that when somebody says that their technology is not the absolute best. So I'm sure I had to leave 15 years ago, as they say, and shortly after that. But I'm sure they probably got that so straightened out that would never, ever happen again because they don't like to be embarrassed.
Why don't you go back? I mean, every time
the camera missed it. The camera missed the guy breaking in. And then, so they...
That was right at the beginning when they were 15. Okay. That was...
Here's a tip. If there's a bunch of cameras around and you don't want to be seen, wear a balaclava.
They're going to ban that too, though.
Oh, yeah, they will.
Oh, no. Through your gait, they can notice who you are. They'll figure out who you are through your gait and your body shape as well. Those in combination. And they can narrow it down. Let's say they can't...
And you're getting excited about this, aren't you, Robert? You're like, jazzed about this.
Well, crime is not good for anybody. I mean, just...
Crime is bad, there's no doubt. But I'm sorry, I would rather take a risk of private crime than having the state, which is the most violent actor on the planet, have the ability to just go and round people up and know absolutely where everybody is at every moment of every day so they can have more control over our lives. But you seem to salivate over that.
The state works for us. We don't work for them.
Okay, so I would like to take this opportunity to fire the state. Now what?
Right.
Okay, this, like I say, we can fire any one of them at any time, even the president.
No, you can't.
You can pull them back from office. You can retire them. And no,
I actually can't. I do not have that power.
Look,
what
I don't
do. The people of the United States of America do have that power. Those people all work for us, every last one of them.
And so actually, the population of the citizens cannot actually impeach the president.
Yeah.
Only Congress can do that.
How can you?
So they definitely can't fire the president.
If the president does something wrong, he'll be impeached. And if he doesn't, we'll remove every last one of those congressmen and senators who don't cooperate with an impeachment if it's necessary.
You can't really believe the
Democrat,
words.
Then,
wait a minute. You can't really believe the words that are coming out of your mouth, right? I mean, you sound like you're older than 12.
One man
can change
his world. Just ask Vladimir Lenin, for example.
What?
Ask Vladimir Lenin.
I said one man can change the world. Just ask Vladimir Lenin, for example.
You mean talk to a mass murderer?
He wasn't really. He murdered a few people. It's true, but he wasn't. I wouldn't call him a mass murderer.
That's not the kind of distinction that I like to make in my allies and friends. He only murdered a few people. No, that's not the bar we're going for.
Yeah, Robert, if you believe you have some control over the state, you are living in a complete fantasy land.
Look, I don't know the whole quote, but
thank you for the call.
When it comes to street crime, right, the criminal must fear the victim, not the state. Not the prosecutor, not the judge.
Sure.
Right. The criminals need to worry about being put down by
in the moment
by whomever they're attacking.
Right. And in London, that's less likely than ever because you can't carry a gun.
Or a pointy knife.
Yeah. Didn't you bring in the photos of the rounded blade?
Square blade knife. Yeah. Very cheap on sale, even in pounds.
Available in London.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to hear that call because it's a reminder that there really are people out there that believe what he believes. Oh, yeah, you don't like the government, we'll just fire them all.
I mean, that was...
elect them out of office.
That was delusional even from this perspective of most statists. Even most statists are not under the impression that they can just go fire the president and that if anybody does anything wrong, they'll be automatically fired.
We'll just replace the whole Congress, he says, as though that's ever been a possibility in the entire history of the United States.
In 2 years, when their term comes up, you elect them, you get all out, you put the new people in, and you see what they do.
Pure fantasy. It just doesn't work that way. I mean, for all the people who've been saying things like that year after year after year, it's never actually happened that incumbents lose their office in any significant number. Not even in any somewhat significant number. Incumbents stay in like a 90%+ reelection rate.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how much they've effed up or how, angry people are or whatever. It just seems like when it comes to election time, no matter what the scandal, no matter what they've been caught with their, fingers in the cookie jar or whatever, that almost always they get reelected.
Almost always.
There are
the outlier cases here and there.
So, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We will talk to Gary in Washington State, listening to KITZ. Gary, where are you calling from? The Tacoma area?
No, I'm calling from a Navy town, Bremerton, Washington.
Welcome, sir.
I just feel you folks need a little bit of pushback here.
Okay, great.
Your fear of this facial recognition, I think, is overblown. I would like to see it. It's just a matter of putting a lot more, in essence, it's like putting a lot more cops in every corner without all the expense.
I don't want that either.
But that means more people would get shot to death if we put more cops out on every corner. Hang on, Gary. I'll bring you back here. You can make more of your points that you want to make. So we got a bunch of people, well, not a bunch, but all callers so far. On the side of facial recognition, on the side of more monitoring, more cameras, more police, 855-450-FREE. Is that a world that you want to live in? 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
He was a hero to basketball fans. Former L.A. Lakers star Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter had been killed in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
We're waiting the arrival of the coroner's office to assist in the recovery of the remains. As the chief indicated, there were no survivors. We have a manifest that indicates that there was 9 people on board the aircraft. The pilot plus 8 individuals.
Kobe Bryant won 5 NBA championships for the Lakers. He won 2 gold medals as part of the U.S. Olympic team, and he also won an Oscar. Conditions were reportedly very foggy at the time of the crash. He is survived by his wife, Vanessa, and daughters, Natalia, Bianca, and newborn, Capri. Kobe was 42 years old. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Facial recognition cameras are in the streets. They're going to be, well, I mean, the cameras are already in the streets in London. They're going to be turning on facial recognition and or already have. I'm not sure exactly as to the timeline with this. But with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
That's what's in the news, and it's resulted in a couple calls so far of folks who, you know, they're kind of excited about this. They think this is a good thing, that more cops is a good thing.
On every corner.
Yeah, to me, that's scary. I don't trust the police.
Sounds like an occupation.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Also, I want you to know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. And if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives from those who care about liberty, Freedom's Phoenix has it. So you go to freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. They've got a daily dispatch. It's the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state over at freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here, we still have Gary on the line with us. Gary sounds like, and he's listening in Washington State, sounds like you're kind of excited by this possibility. You want this to come to where you live, Gary?
Well, I first of all, I was thinking on the break there. I think we have some thought processes in common. I'd like to mention that at first. Okay. But as a side note, that Harvest of Sorrows would really illuminate anybody's opinion that Stalin didn't starve millions of people to death. It's a good documentary. Anyway, some things I think we may have in common.
I bet Stalin would have liked police recognition cameras. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I think some things we have in common here. Your best guarantee of freedom, really, is to vote and keep your guns. And a third thing would be...
How has voting guaranteed freedom?
Keep the schools out of the hands of the government. What was that you said?
I'm in favor of keeping the schools out of the hands of the government, so you're right. We do agree on that one.
Right.
But what has voting ever done to protect freedom? It seems like freedom is on the decline, even though people keep voting.
No, Trump is a good example. It went against the grain, where for the first time we have a guy that's not a political animal, and he was in the private sector and very successful. He can drain the swamp.
Okay,
he's
no.
not accountable.
People who are very successful do not file bankruptcy that many times.
Yes, they do. You don't
No, that's the opposite of success.
You go into court and say,
I am not successful. Here's my bankruptcy papers.
The other guy starting a business will fail about five times at least before he gets successful.
Well, you didn't say average. You said successful.
Okay. Let's go back to the facial recognition. They already took a lot of tools, and the liberal, the Democrats, where I used to be, you took a lot of the tools away, and we have all kinds of bums and crime and everything going along, derelicts in our cities, but they put aside some of the best tools that the police had. That was the loitering laws, vagrancy laws, that they kept these folks moving and moving on. They didn't sit in a city for months, years, in tents in our parks.
Well, if it's public grounds, right? If they're on a public sidewalk or in a public park, don't they have equal right to be there as anybody else at any given time?
Not as a living point. Not as a living place. It's a transitional place, and that's what they did. They could say, hey, if you after they see you in your many times, you welcome into the city, and you're passing through, or you're going to get a job. But they keep seeing you hanging around. They go up and they can say, hey, you got a $5 bill? Well, no, I haven't got a $5 bill, which is equal to $30 back then. Well, then you're a vagrant. We're going to put you in jail maybe at 3:30 in the afternoon when the courts are closed. You spend all night in jail, let you out.
They get tired of that.
They get tired of that. They get tired of moving from city to city, except maybe the gypsies. And they go get a life.
Maybe.
And we had the option of putting them in jail and working them, which they took that tool away, too.
Yeah, they took away the tool of slavery, yeah. So wouldn't it be easier to take...
They were violating the
okay,
law.
Okay, yeah, so slavery, enslavement of criminals.
Should not be a crime.
So what? Wouldn't the easier solution to be would to not have public spaces in the first place, and then the owner of the property could be like, yeah, no, sorry, you can't live here.
Well, you can, owner of property will be able to say you can't live here, but they can't even do that. We just had a guy in Seattle that owned a big building, had to sell it because they did $100,000 worth of damage for breaking in and living there. He said, I couldn't even get the cops to come and move them off my property on the outside of the building.
So what is more cops going to do?
Right.
They set fires, and the vagrancy laws gives you another tool to do that. And if you vote the right people in, all of these facial recognition and these loitering laws and everything else will be an asset. You vote a dictator in, then it will not be an asset. It's simple as that.
Well, you're living in a fantasy land if you think you can vote the right people into the system.
You can.
Because...
Well, what do you want to do? Just shoot the right people in?
No, I don't
think you usually shoot people into office. You usually shoot people out of office.
I don't think there are any right people for power, sir. I think that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. What do you have to say to that?
I told you before, it has to be tempered with Christianity. That's what our framers said.
I didn't hear that
before.
What document was that?
You can pull it out of Jiminy Cricket's
Gary, what? I'm sorry. Which politicians haven't claimed to be Christians for the most part at the national level? Yeah, I mean, you got a handful of Muslims here and there. You get a handful of, whoever else. And most of them claim to be Christian, right?
You know them by their deeds.
Okay, so how many of them are real Christians?
Well, even a non-Christian could be good. You know if a guy is being... If he's doing good things or not, if he's corrupt, he doesn't have to be a Christian.
Which politician is not corrupt?
Let's
just talk national level. Which politician is not corrupt?
Oh, there's quite a few of them. You haven't got that
really?
Long show.
Give me one.
No, we got like 2.5 more hours.
Okay, Trump. I don't think he's corrupt.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Look at the economy. You don't like
like the economy, what don't you like about it?
I don't like the fact that the government exists and it forces people to do things they don't want to do and forces them not to do the things they do want to do and taxes everything that moves and tells everybody how to live their lives, and Trump hasn't changed any of that.
Of course, he's reduced taxes. He's let us keep our guns. He's brought
the debt keeps going up, dude. I don't know if you've noticed.
My gas.
I don't know if you've noticed.
My gas. He's reduced my gas so I can go places.
I don't care about your gas, dude.
Trump has rolled back some regulations.
Look at the debt, man. Look at the debt. It keeps going up.
He's going to address that on his next term.
Oh, you just got to wait until the next term.
They've got the military.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he just increased the size of the military by adding an entire new force to it.
Yes.
You get off on that, huh? You like big militaries going around the world crushing peaceful people?
You like China and Russia for a papa? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm not worried about China and Russia. They're not the ones who are threatening me. It's the U.S. federal government that's the threat. They're China's the ones who are hurting people around me.
That's what I mean. You guys don't come from, you come from a government school. That's what I see. It has to be privatized. Did you guys go to government schools?
I did not.
I sadly did go to a government school, two out of three did not.
They're teaching Marxism in there big time and in the colleges.
Do I sound like a Marxist to you?
Review go in there.
Do I sound like a Marxist to you?
Well, you have some Marxist ideas, not totally.
Really? Which one?
Well, you don't like big government, even if it's good.
I went to Catholic school for 17 years, so that's Christian, right?
Did you just say Marxists don't like big government?
Marxists like big government.
Right. So what is it that I believe that's Marxist?
Well, let's see. You believe that, I don't know all your beliefs.
Okay. Well, yeah, you don't know. Thank you for the call, Gary. I appreciate it. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. Even if you just want to fillet the state here on the air with us, you can do that.
If he's worried about China, he shouldn't want the facial recognition, right? Because that's what they have there, and it goes beyond facial recognition into the social credit program, into putting you on a billboard.
No, you don't understand. You just have to put the right people in charge, and then it's totally fine. See, in China, it's bad communists that are in charge.
Oh,
so
okay.
Facial recognition, bad
when the
communists are in charge. But put Trump in charge of the facial recognition,
then
and then...
Because who's in charge never, ever changes when you have elections every 4 years.
Well, you just got to keep putting the right people in charge. Maybe have them abolish elections while you're at it.
And you got to give them a whole second term.
Keep them there.
Couldn't get it done in the first
place. Right. Oh, yeah, he's going to drain the swamp. He's still trying to pull the drain plug. It took him 4 years to really kind of get his hands around the drain plug, and now he's going to give it a good pull. If you just elect him, he's going to do it for real this time. Right? You believe that? 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The live Sunday edition here with you tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
I want to say thanks to Piper, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Piper contributes $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, which I definitely appreciate. It is a small but wonderful group of people that helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. That's what AMP stands for. Again, advertise, market, and promote. Help us promote Free Talk Live to new radio stations. We're on over 200 stations now, and a lot of it's thanks to amplifiers like Piper. You can join the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's all of $5 a month. So if you can afford the price of a hamburger or a fancy cup of coffee or whatever that you can send our direction, we will turn that into more radio stations and get the ideas of freedom out there more often and in more places. And so thanks, Piper, and all the other folks who amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. You can get some cool perks as a result of doing that, like access to the AMP chat rooms on the Discord server. There's also an AMP-only Facebook group and more. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. PayPal, credit card, Bitcoin, BTC, amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We've been discussing facial recognition software going into place in London, and look out because it's likely coming somewhere near you as well. Especially if you're in major cities, you're going to likely see it there first. But, Mark, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WTMA.
Hey, guys. I love y'all show.
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was going to say, I don't agree with facial recognition because I think it's the 14th Amendment, but I'm not sure. Illegal search. What was it?
Fourth Amendment, which is the right
the fourth.
To...
Okay, the fourth.
I was your possessions and such. Off.
But I was going to say, too, I remember it's probably a year and a half back or so, they said that that thing had real trouble with recognizing African-Americans.
Yes,
and,
it did.
That would really set them up for, legal problems. Or anybody at that matter,
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because the next paragraph in the story here at TheVerge.com about the cameras in London point out that the use of facial recognition by law enforcement previously has been limited to small trials and public events like a concert or football game. But those deployments have been widely criticized, with data from one trial indicating that 81% of so-called matches suggested by the recognition system were incorrect. So it's screwing up 8 out of 10 times.
Yeah, yeah, and then those people got to get a lawyer if they get hit with anything, you know?
Sure.
Well, I mean, not even you're just walking down the street, so say you look vaguely like a terrorist or something, a specific one, and so just every time you walk out your house, you just get stopped by the cops?
Right, but you only get stopped by the cops, right? You don't get arrested.
How do you
know
that?
Lawyer, because they approach you, but they find you on camera, they approach you, you give them your papers, you identify who you are, you play
nice.
Yeah,
until they say, oh,
try to run away.
He put his hand in his pocket when we told him to put his hand in his pocket for his ID, and we decided it was a gun, and so we shot him.
That rarely happens. That'll be an anomaly.
It does happen. Or they run your papers, as you're suggesting, and it turns out you're not the person they were looking for. But they were looking for you anyway because they had a warrant for your arrest for some other nonviolent, peaceful offense that, you know, they're after you for.
Yeah, exactly. And nowadays it's almost like you're guilty till proven innocent.
It is like that these days.
That's all I had to say.
Mark, good call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Glad to finally hear from somebody that's actually critical of these cameras. You're playing devil's advocate here,
absolutely,
Richie. It's not actually what you believe about these things. They're creepy.
They are. And the African-American thing, there are other articles out there that corroborate that and say, yes, you know, they are misidentifying African-Americans in higher numbers. And the reason given for that is because a lot of the tech people in the field happen to be white males, right? So they build all this software and facial recognition, and the models
people
from around the office, right? Because you got to get a test base. And so it doesn't have a public test, which is the reason why they're giving for misidentifying African-Americans at such a high clip.
But regardless, 81% of matches in the tests are, you know, incorrect. I mean, that's a tremendous number. Even if it was 1 out of 10, I still wouldn't support this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is terribly invasive and frustrating for a lot of people. I mean, many people believe that they are law-abiding citizens, right? You hear people say this all the time. Well, I don't have to worry about that because I'm a law-abiding citizen.
You're probably not a law-abiding citizen, and if you are, I do not want to see the cleanliness level of your house.
I see where you're coming from there. Most people are violating government laws, whether they know it or not. That's one major concern. But even for those people that think that they're law-abiding, they believe they're not breaking any laws, you can still get caught up in a police investigation because of these cameras.
Because you look like somebody else.
Right, but that you otherwise wouldn't have gotten caught up in. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And tell me that you're going to, if you think you love the police now, wait till they draw down a gun on you because they think you're so-and-so who, you know, just robbed the convenience store down the street last week or whatever.
Sort of happened to me, actually.
Really?
When I was in college. Like, I was on my way back to class, and I was stopped by the police.
On campus?
Not on campus, off campus. Like,
okay.
I had an apartment off campus, and, you know, I stopped, right, because, like, I'm a law-abiding citizen, right? Like, 18-year-olds in college, didn't do anything wrong, was in my house all day on my way to class, was stopped because I looked like the guy who just robbed the bank in a Safeway. Now, my girlfriend at the time happened to work in a Safeway, so when I got home from class and she got home from work, she was like, you're not going to believe what happened at work today. What, someone tried to rob the bank? She's like, yes, how do you know? Like, because they stopped me on my way back to class to question me about it. Luckily, you know, I wasn't arrested, you know, just got detained for like 10, 15 minutes. Was late for class, so I had a little note from the cop.
Oh, right? They gave you a note.
I asked for it. I'm like, dude, I'm on my way to an exam, and I'm going to be late. So if I want to get into this exam, you got to give me something.
I'm surprised about that. That's unusual.
It's unusual in today's society. This was like 1999, so maybe.
Like the cops back then? Were you like, you know, friendly about it?
Friendly about it in that sense, right?
Meaning you felt like you were just helping the cop out, like you're doing your civic duty, or were you a critical at all?
I was not critical at the time.
Yeah,
I did not have my conversion to liberty or anarchy until well after that. So, but also, when you get stopped by a cop, what are you going to do, right? Like, I'm walking back to class. I know I didn't do anything wrong. I was a little upset that I was being stopped at all for whatever reason. But
that's what I'm saying. People who are loving the police right now, thinking that these camera systems are so great and helpful, what are they going to feel like when they get stopped? When this camera system misidentifies them and they're misidentified as a violent criminal and the cops, you know, it's going to be a little different if they actually pull their guns on you and hold you at gunpoint because they think that you're somebody you're not.
And that could very well have been me back then, right? Because it was a bank robbery, right? I mean,
they didn't, though, in that case.
They didn't in that case.
Let's go to Mark. He's on the line calling us from the Mariana Islands, the U.S. Marianas, calling from Saipan. Go ahead, Mark.
Thing from Mariana Islands, Melanie and Richie Rich. Not so much you, Marxist.
Go ahead.
So, the gentleman who called in from, I think it was Washington, and his concern about homelessness, you know, I share it. I think that there's some problems with Supreme Court rulings recently that sort of say that, you know, any hobo or bum can stand in the middle of the median and hold whatever sign they want to hold and, you know, raise more money than they would get from a full-time job.
Hey, the median is still public land, man. If you're going to have public
land. I'm not claiming it's not. What I'm claiming is that libertarians have a problem with our public land discussion. Most times on the air on Free Talk Live, we say things like, well, this is a solution for this problem or this is a solution for that problem. When it comes to homelessness, what we do is say, ah-ha, see what public land does? Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. What you need to do is have this deteriorate into complete chaos and you'll finally see what we want. And nobody wants that, right? Like, nobody wants a, you know.
Well, you don't have to deteriorate into chaos. You just don't hold public land anymore.
Yeah, I don't see how turning all the lands private is a chaotic endeavor.
Well, I think that there are easy steps for turning lands private, and I will agree with you on that. However, it doesn't seem like there's much of an appetite for that today.
That is true.
And I think this is a difficult question for libertarians because our answers require us to show people through, you know, object lessons, see what happens when the hobos get to do whatever they want. This is the probable, almost certain future of what's going to happen if we let the hobos run free. And
Hold that thought, Mark. We can bring you back here in just a moment. Mark Edge is on the line in Saipan, where it's already tomorrow. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number two is on the way. You want to talk public property? We can do that, too. Your thoughts, welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.